and I'll be right here. But for now, it is time for the Way Black History Fact. And today's Way Black History Fact is sponsored by Underground Beach Club. From the streets to the beach, for the latest in beachwear, visit undergroundbeachclub.com. And today we are talking about Sister Rosetta Tharpe. Now, this is a two-part Way Black History Fact, okay? Some people know that rock and roll was invented by black people. Not everyone knows that. But, you know, it's Women's History Month, and the reason, probably the primary reason why rock and roll got so popular is due to a black woman. So I'm going to share a little bit about rock and roll from Wikipedia, and then I'm going to share a bit about Sister Rosetta Tharpe from Wikipedia, so you feel free to verify. All right. This is from the Rock and Roll page. For most lovers of the genre, rock sprang up with Bill Haley and Elvis Presley in 1954 through 56. But why would rock be called rock when played by whites, and rhythm and blues when it was played by blacks? According to the usual cliches, rock's roots lie deep in a muddled amalgam where blues and rhythm and blues were necessarily mixed with country music in order to be dubbed rock, and thereby gain entrance to history and legend, the official history that is. Yet African-American rock anticipated Bill Haley's first isolated hit, Rock the Joint, in 1952 by a long way, as shown by its rare original version by Jimmy Preston in 1948. This black rock would discreetly coexist with the first white rock hits, but there is still a clear tendency to relegate African-American rock to the genre's prehistory, which would be to say that it is not a part of the genre. Consequently, and despite their landmark recordings, Tiny Bradshaw, Wynonie Harris, I hope I'm saying that right, Roy Brown, Smiley Lewis, and others have been literally erased from our memories, leaving the official title of pioneers to the subsequent generation, Eddie Cochran, Elvis, and their like, even though they appeared only 5 or 10 years later. Two black artists still appear amongst the official inventors of rock, however, the undisputed giants named Little Richard and Chuck Berry, who had both started singing and playing in the very early 50s. But African-American hits like Saturday Night Fish Fry by Louis Jordan, with its electric guitar and It Was Rocking chorus in 1949, would still be seen as something like the work of prehistoric men who were ineligible for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Okay, wanted to share that bit before talking about Sister Rosetta Tharpe, who was born in 1915 and lived through 1973. She was an American singer, songwriter, and guitarist. She gained popularity in the 30s and 40s with her gospel recordings characterized by a unique mixture of spiritual lyrics and electric guitar. She was the first great recording star of gospel music and was among the first gospel musicians to appear to rhythm and blues and rock and roll audiences, later being referred to as the original soul sister and the godmother of rock and roll. She influenced early rock and roll musicians, including Little Richard, Johnny Cash, Carl Perkins, Chuck Berry, Elvis Presley, Jerry Lee Lewis, and also later guitarists such as Eric Clapton. Tharpe was a pioneer in her guitar technique. She was among the first popular recording artists to use heavy distortion on her electric guitar, opening the way to the rise of electric blues. Her guitar playing technique had a profound influence on the development of British blues in the 60s. Her European tour with Muddy Waters in 64, with a stop in Manchester on May 7th, is cited by British guitarists such as Eric Clapton, Jeff Beck, and Keith Richards. And she was willing to cross the line between sacred and secular by performing her music of light in the darkness of nightclubs and concert halls with big bands behind her. So that is Sister Rosetta Tharpe.